Now, do you remember Rodney Higgins, the magistrate from Bendigo, who got involved in a relationship with a court worker 45 years younger than him? The 68-year-old magistrate was in a relationship with 23-year-old Ashley Petrie for 7 months. They lived together for four of them. Tragically, Ashley died in 2019 after being run over by a car, and it's believed she took her own life. And this followed her story becoming public. It was the story of the 23-year-old court clerk hooking up with the 68-year-old magistrate. And Ashley had decided that in the event of her death, her struggling mother would be the sole beneficiary of her superannuation and life insurance. But the wealthy magistrate had other ideas. He decided he would make a claim and try and get his hands on the $180,000 death benefits. Last night he broke his silence, talking to Alexis Daish on A Current Affair.
You've been earning $300,000 a year as a magistrate. You live in a nice home, you play rounds of golf. Ashley's mother has been forced to set up a GoFundMe page to raise enough money for her legal fees. Can't you see what is so wrong about all of this?
Well, she hasn't spoken to me. I don't know anything
about
it.
No, Rodney. Sorry, cop out. Can you see how, from the outside looking in...
Yes, I can see all that.
And yet you feel comfortable with going against what you know would probably be the right thing to do and letting this fight play out to see if you can get a bit of coin?
No.
That's not what's happening?
I haven't got any coin.
That's the now 71-year-old magistrate Rodney Higgins. By the way, just a few months after his 23-year-old girlfriend died, he got back together with an ex-girlfriend. And when he says he doesn't have any coin, that's not the point. The point is he's trying to get his hands on it. And that's why he's fighting Ashley's grieving mum.
This should have been settled a long time ago. We should have sat down around a table and we should have come to a compromise agreement.
Ashley's mother is grieving the loss of her daughter.
And I'm not grieving.
Well, you moved on pretty quickly, with all due respect. Are you digging your heels in about this because you don't like the way Ashley's family froze you out, as you say?
No, I don't like the intimidating and threatening manner that Ashley's mother's solicitor has taken.
What a low life. In January, Rodney Higgins was offered 20% of the death benefit, but he rejected the offer. And if he thought his TV appearance was going to help his reputation, he's sorely mistaken. I thought he came across as nasty, vindictive, and greedy. And the reporter who took him on, Alexis Daish, is on the line. Alexis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Good on you for not letting him off the hook. I just couldn't believe how he kept on digging.
Yeah, and look, there are so many facets to why it could be perceived as pretty wrong that he's going after her death benefit. And I tried to put every different facet to him, every different point to him. And as you say, he stands by this belief that he deserves a portion of the money.
Meanwhile, Ashley's mother is struggling. She needs the money.
Yeah, she does. The lawyer representing her, Kimball Steins from VSA Law, is a top lawyer. He's an expensive lawyer, and he has been fighting for her now for 18 months, almost 2 years. And she lives, from what I'm told, she lives in a modest one-bedroom flat in west of Melbourne, and just can't afford this, and so has set up that GoFundMe page, which I'm pleased to see, since the story's gone to air, has raised some more money for her.
But what about honouring the wishes of Ashley? Ashley said, I want this money given to my mum.
Yeah, so when I put that to him, the interview itself went for almost an hour and a half, so I couldn't obviously get it all to air, but he says that she nominated her mum as beneficiary years and years ago. She filled that form out years and years ago. So that's his justification for that. And he also puts it on the authorities. He keeps saying, well, it's not me. Rest Superannuation thinks it's the authorities. The authorities think that I deserve it. So he's sort of putting his hands up and saying, oh, this has just all transpired and this is not necessarily what I wanted, but they think I deserve it.
Absolutely despicable, and punishing a woman who's already been through enough. good on you for not letting him off the hook last night. I encourage people to go and have a look at it on the Current Affair website. Thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks, Ben.
Have Alexis Daish, the Current Affair reporter, and Rodney Higgins. Honestly, take a look in the mirror, and what's staring back at you is disgusting.